Since immersion's closed today, she had to wait.
Let me go ahead and call this meeting to order. The date is September 28th, 2018. The time is 1:07. We are on day 22. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, would you say an afternoon prayer for us, please, sir?
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. And we want to thank you for all your blessings you bestowed upon us here and on the Auburn Osage people and all peoples, Heavenly Father. You take care of all people, not just Osage, but we want to thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon our people. We want you to take care of our elders and our children. Help us make the decision that's going to be good for them, all of our people. And watch out for our service members, where they may be serving. Bring them home safely to their families. They're here waiting for them to come home. Bring them home safely. I want you to ease some of the people who are suffering some kind of ailment. People in mourning. We've had losses in our nation recently. We have families in mourning, so please take care of them. Suffering, Heavenly Father. So, Heavenly Father, we're going to ask you to be here and give us the guidance and wisdom and courage to do the right thing, make the right decisions for our people. We ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Potts here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Page 1, approval of journal down at the bottom, 12 yeas, it should be 10 since 2 were absent.
This is true. I don't know how I overlooked that. Tillman.
Page 12, motion to suspend the rules. Congresswoman Pratt. Down at the bottom, it's only got one T.
Okay, thanks. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to approve the legislative journal for September 27 as amended.
Motion to approve the journal. Congresswoman Whitehorn. As amended by Congresswoman Goodfox. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
Abstain.
One abstention by Congressman Mason. Next is reports of select committees. Okay, seeing none, we will move to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good afternoon, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. The Culture Committee met yesterday evening, and we are reporting Bill Number ONC 1849, an act to provide an appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $93,500 and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor. Final committee action is due pass with 4 yes votes from Pratt, Maker, Big Horse, and Stabler. And I would like to move this. I have 2 actions. Can I go ahead and do that right now?
Sure.
I would like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONC 1849 to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion to advance ONC 1849?
Yes.
To General Order Day 2 on today's agenda. It was seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. This is a rule suspension. No discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, ONC 1849 is advanced to General Order Day 2.
Okay, I don't know if I should have done this first, but I just wanted to make sure it got to Day 2. And then also at this time, I would like to withdraw my sponsorship of ONC 1849, and Congresswoman Stabler is going to pick it up as a sponsor as it moves forward. Do I need to do that, my motion? Or?
I'm not exactly sure. I think if you've notified the body, obviously have gotten
yes.
Congresswoman Stabler's agreement to do so. So let's carry on.
Okay. Also reporting the appointment of Carol Cleason to the Gray Horse Village Committee. Village Committee. And the final committee action is candidates qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service, with four yes votes from Platt, Maker, Big Horse, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, seeing no more standing committee reports, we'll move to introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Congressman Tillman. Just barely beat you, Congresswoman.
Didn't know you put his hand up.
Just moved his finger.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, visitors. I know it's the last day, but we're going to read in bill number ONCA 1875. This is an act to authorize and appropriate the sum of $100,000 to the Indian Health Service Office of Environmental Health and Engineering for a cost analysis of an updated sanitation system, which includes investigation, monitoring, and design, and to establish an alternate effective date. We brought this, if I may, request yesterday, and it has to do with the lagoon project at Great Horse, which is basically their sanitation sewer system. It was built in, I believe, 1984. It is way out of date, causing some health risks within the community, and Great Horse potentially could cause a greater health risk. The benefits of the plan, as you can see, the proposed plan not only includes addressing the current situation of the lagoon, but also provides a complete cost analysis for the update. Monitors improved overflow management, capable of controlling increased capacity, lots of mowing, cutting grass and trees, improved visibility to determine where water is settling and washing through the lagoon, easier access to the lagoon, which will allow for easier maintenance, and it will ensure that adequate sunlight and wind action are provided, which will allow the proper treatment of solid and liquid waste, and also enhance security for the area. But if you look in your packets, it also has pictures that you can look at. And I think these types of legislations are very good, benefiting the Great Horse people, Great Horse community. And without any objection, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and advance ONCA 1875 to General Order Day 2.
Second. Motion to advance to General Order Day 2 by Congressman Tillman, seconded by Congressman Potts. Rule suspension, no discussion. All of those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the bill is advanced. Congressman Tillman, would you withdraw and restate that on today's agenda?
I'd like to withdraw and restate.
Thank
my
you.
Apologies on today's agenda. General Order, you want me to do the whole thing again?
Please.
Okay.
Our clerk likes to do things clerk way.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 1875 on General Order Day 2, today's agenda.
Second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Motion by Congressman Tillman, seconded by Congressman Potts. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, bill is advanced. Was communicated to me that the executive branch does support advancing and passing this bill out today. Next is bills and resolutions. Oh, Congresswoman Pratt, my apologies.
Thank you, Speaker. I am introducing, I don't have a bill number yet, so. An act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $194,346 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for property management and improvements of the entire Hominy Village, not limited to the Hominy Village Square, and to establish an alternate effective date. And this bill, in my moment yesterday regarding the villages, I also remembered that when we appropriated the $4 million to the Hominy Village, it was for the entire village. Maintenance, upkeep, improvements, and there is a remainder from, this is the amount in the capital asset budget that is the remainder of the $4 million that was previously appropriated. And so I'm just trying to maintain that for the Hominy Village. So I know we don't typically skip first reading, so can I advance this to first reading? I would just be reading it again. So if you're okay with me advancing to general order day two, then I'll do that.
Do that.
The bill will be ONCA 1876, so you can reference that.
1870 who?
Six.
1876, and so then I'm gonna go ahead and make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1876 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion to advance ONCA 1876 of general order day two on today's agenda by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Discussion? No, where there is no discussion. All of those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the bill is advanced. Seeing no more bills or resolutions to be introduced, we will move to bills and resolutions on first reading. Seeing none, we are on general order day one, second reading. Morning. Reading in ONCA 1855, an act to authorize and appropriate $82,551 out of the general fund to the capital asset and improvement fund for the repair of the executive office's breezeway and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm gonna go ahead and attempt to move this bill to general order day two with the intent of having it tag along with ONCA 1842, where this amount has been amended into, in case ONCA 1842 gets tripped up for some reason, I will then be able to have 1855 heard today so we can get the necessary repairs for the breezeway hopefully completed. So without objection, ONCA 1855 is advanced to general order day two on today's agenda. If the Congress would indulge, I'm gonna go ahead and read the other bill that I have on day one, second reading. ONCR 1822, a resolution to request the title to property in Skytook, Oklahoma from the Hilton Law Office. Without objection, ONCR 1822 is advanced to general order day two on today's agenda. Thank you. ONCA 1861 is a bill by Congresswoman Edwards. It remained on general order day one yesterday, our second reading yesterday. It will remain there today for the next legislative day. Agenda item nine is general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. Before we carry on, are there any members who would like to recess for the purpose of preparing amendments?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move for a recess to prepare amendments for general order day two.
Second.
Motion is second to recess. Discussion. To the call of the chair. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We're in recess.
Did she say this is supposed to be clear in her presentation?
Yes.